the challenge in the times that you are living in exists on two levels. One is the battle outside, which you see all around you. You see it in almost every area of your world, of your government, of your institutions. You can see the war. But perhaps the larger challenge is the battle inside. And sometimes the battle outside is the one that actually triggers the battle inside. So we would like you to remember that you are a being of peace, and that whatever you might feel, if you do not attach to it and give it a truth, it does not have, because it is an emotional battle, then you will be fine. If you find yourself attaching to a thought, we would like to particularly alert you to a thought about the past or a thought about the future. If you are attached to those, then you are going to find that you are much more uncomfortable than you would be if you were able to release it. There is much in the world where you do a good job of it. You know that there is chaos in many places around you, and you do not attach to it. You say, I know it exists, and I am moving on with my day. And that is true of the battle inside of you as well. Now, of course, we understand that you can be triggered by many things, the world outside of you being one of those things. But the battle inside, it will be fought on a battleground that you are familiar with. You are familiar with it because you have been there before. And so when you find yourself reenacting, shall we say, the battle that you have fought before, we would like you to be kind to yourself and say, in the human condition, this is a thing that is going to happen. But we would also like to remind you that this is the time for moving your consciousness away from that battle, since, as you all know by now, there is not a winner in that battle. And to allow yourself then to move your consciousness to a different place, however you choose to do that. Never judge yourself that the battle is recurring, but do step back from it, note it, and say, and now I am going to be moving away from this to the reality of who I am, my present moment, my intentions, what I am creating, and the knowledge that the universe is with me and loves me and supports me in all of that. So, remembering this, begin to breathe easily and deeply. And feel the blue of peace around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel the wind blow, and let the wind blow all around the outside of your body, and let it blow away anything that might have attached to your field that you do not wish to hold in your field. give it to the wind. And open the crown and allow a warm rain to fall into your body. And let the warm rain open the crown more widely so that you are able to open to abundance, to wisdom, to love, to clarity. And be aware of the crown opening, stretching to open further than it has opened before. And feel the rain gently washing your third eye and allowing that third eye to see clearly both in you and outside of you in the world. Feel the warm rain fall into your heart. And feel the warm rain wash away any doubt, any fear or pain that might have gathered in your heart. Release it and allow your heart to return to its power and its growth, expanding for you as you move forward. Feel the warm rain fall into the solar plexus and allow that rain to wash away any emotional debris that might have kept you from feeling joy and gratitude and wonder. Feel all of that removed. Feel the warm rain falling into the second center and displacing judgment and shame, anything you might have turned against yourself or others. Feel it removed. And let the second center begin to be the center of purification, so that the natural processes of washing away what you might feel or what might have gathered in your body, feel the second center restore the ability to wash it away. And feel the warm rain down through your body, entering the root. Feel the warm rain washing the root center and allowing the root center to become organically wise so that it speaks to you about creation and allows you to see and feel the form of what you are creating in the world and to support it. Now feel how light your energy has become. And allow your energy to move upward through your body, out through your crown, higher into the night sky. And see your path illuminated in the night sky. And feel the coolness of the wind against your cheek, as your own movements become easier and lighter. And see ahead of you that there are gates of light. gently move upward. And when you come to the gates, let them open. And feel yourself enter a place that is for you, the energy that heals you, instructs you, and protects you. And allow yourself to move up again until you come to the place where you find your teacher. And take this time to be with your teacher. Now let the energy of this place fill you, heal you, return you to your true power, your true shape, your true connection. And see that your teacher has a gift for you. Rest the mind, know the beauty of the gift. Now see that there is water nearby. Drink the water. Refresh your spirit. And feel yourself full of the energy of this place and blessed by it. Thank the teacher who has come to be with you and receive the teacher's blessing. Breathe in the blessing so that it becomes a part of who you are. Come now from this place to the gates that opened for you, and let them open for you again, and feel your path secured in the night sky, taking a moment to see the perfect balance of the light and the power and the beauty. And a moment to know that your light and your power and your beauty are a part of all of what you see and feel and know. And bring your consciousness back and into the room above the circle. And as a service, find for those who sit with you a gift or a message. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.